Hey, welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 15. So what we doing? And this episode is titled Winning, simply because a lot of people, this is their winning season. And a lot of people deserve a win after many losses throughout their life. And then I feel like some people feel like they're entitled to a win. So then ultimately they lose because your success is what you make of it. But you could cause yourself to lose, just like I was talking about in the last episode, of getting in your own way of your success. Only person you should be competing with is yourself. You shouldn't be comparing your progress to someone else's. You're going to win your own way, not because of what someone else did. I'm competitive just like anyone else, and I don't like to lose no matter what it is. I want to win, and I call it sometimes, when I start to lose, I call it like I'm activating my competitive spirit because I'm a very passionate person, and I wouldn't say I will win at all costs. No, I'm not that type of person. But I definitely would like to win because it's definitely sucked to lose. Like, who likes losing? So you got to go at your own pace. Do what works for you, not what works for someone else. You either could win by yourself, depending on what you're involved in or what you're doing. Like, you're winning by yourself or you're winning with a group of people. And that's a great win within itself because, like I said, since season 1, you have a team. So, of course, you would want to win with a team. Like, there's a lot of different people, famous people of that. They have won and already won with the people behind the scenes and some won with a group. Like, they have this amount of success and the people that they came up with have a amount of success for themselves as well. And I only would hope for that for myself also. With the people I'm surrounded around. I remember in college, me and some of the art majors, more importantly, my bro Demetrius, we were like, yeah man, he's like, one day we both gonna be on the red carpet together. Like, and just see each other and like, hey, we made it. And back then, it seemed like a joking type of thing or like wishful thinking. But no, like, I still feel like that could happen because you want to be involved in different things. Like, if you're not a jack of all trades, try to become one. Try to wear different hats, learn different trades so you can build these attributes. If you're not charismatic already, try to work on that. Try to be more of a people person, so that you can network and get involved in these different things to help push you forward so that you can win. You have to be able to put yourself in a position to win so you don't lose. Some people lose sight of the vision of where they want to be. And some people lose sight of the vision on the journey to get there. Because some people feel like it shouldn't be as hard as it is, but that just makes the win more joyous. Like, oh, yeah, I made it through that, and I got to where I wanted to be. So you feel like nothing can stop you. Like, that second win or that high off of that type of success, it's like you can't really fathom that. That is what dreams are made of. And nobody can take that type of moment away from you. It's constantly played over in your head and stuff too. So I want to be able to be in the best position to win. I want to be able to say, I lived my dreams out. I made my dreams my reality. Because do we make these goals just to, like, not complete them? So you're ultimately losing. You're losing out on great memories that you could be making depending on whoever you come across, the people you come across, you got to put your best foot forward and just go out there and get it. Like I always say, there's people counting on you more than you know. Like, these people have listened to my podcast and just said, you know, that actually motivated me. Like, even someone that guest started on my podcast, like, I go back and listen to the episode I was on, and it just motivates me every time, and it just keeps me, well, it holds me accountable of what I need to accomplish. And that's the best part of, like, setting yourself up to win. You're holding yourself accountable. Like, that's why I try to write as much as I can. I try to, like, I'm living my best life for me, but I'm making sure whatever I'm saying aligns, whatever I say on the podcast aligns with what I'm actually applying to my life. And when you apply those things, like, it's so much that you can accomplish and get done. And nobody gets in the way of that. You're not allowing them to get in the way of that. You're living your best life to the ultimate degree, and you're just living peaceful and unbothered because you know what you want to accomplish. You know what you want to do, and no one can take that away from you. And you want to win as much as possible. Like, you're not doing this to get a participation award. You're not. And this process, like, you don't want to miss out on anything, like any blessings or what's meant for you. Like, you're going to attract these things on this journey for your winning season. Because whatever's meant for you is going to be for you, not anyone else. No matter what anybody does, it's not going to stop you. It's not going to stop you from winning. So, you just got to keep a level head. Yep, make sure your mind is clear and focused. You can't lose focus. You got to have blinders on. You can't lose focus on the ultimate goal that you want to achieve within your life. If it's a small goal that pushes you forward to the big goal that you have set out for yourself. It becomes a part. Comes a time when the vision becomes bigger than the board. That's when your outlook ultimately changes. That's when you start receiving more things than you could have met. More. So we got to go about every day like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do to motivate myself. This is what I'm going to do to make sure I win. Like, win your day. Seize the day and make sure you win it. Sometimes you might not win every day, like, but a win is really just like, okay, you made it throughout the day without flipping out on somebody, being bothered by something you shouldn't be bothered by, being in good spirits. Count the small wins. Like, small wins, they matter. You're going to get big wins. It's just, what are you going to do to get there? Like, don't look at small wins. That's good and all, but not that's a lot. It's just like when I say, do you want to move hills or do you want to move mountains? You got to be able to move hills before you can move mountains. So take the small wins as they are. The big wins will come in their own form and fashion. You have to keep that mindset. Write things down as much as possible too. There's nothing wrong with that. Keep track of your success in your own way. Not what somebody else says you should do. You can make a timeline as well. Like, just like when people ask, oh, where you want to be in 5 years? Map this stuff out so you know, so you can set yourself up to win. Like, okay, this is what I want to do. Even if you, like, depending on your age too as well. Like, some people get this stuff done before a certain age as well because of the work ethic. You got to have the work ethic to get this stuff done. You got to have the heart and the drive as well. And sometimes you got to be hard on yourself. Be your hardest critic, because some people are going to look at that too. I'm like, oh, well, he did say he's going to do this, but what progress have you made? People are going to judge you by your progress. Some people are going to judge you by your success too. Because some people think there's instant success. For some people it is, but that's not you. So you shouldn't care about what somebody else thinks or whatever. It matters what you think of yourself. What do you see when you look in the mirror and stuff? Do you feel like a winner? Do you feel like a loser? And sometimes you lose. It's okay to be a loser. Like, you're counted out. Like, you just got to bounce back from the loss. Like, is the loss keeping you down? Like, you can't be down and ups always. I know it's hard to come from out of that. Like, you just got to break free of what's holding you back so you can catch that stride, because it is a race. Like, you can compare so many things to life. Life is a race. And it's like the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady is fine. Like, slow and steady is fine. Some people get there faster than others, but you just have to focus on your process and what you're doing to get there. Because a lot of people give up too easily because they don't want to put in the work. You got to want to put in the work for yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for you. Nobody you can just tap in and do it for you. Like, hey, let's switch out. You do this for me. No, you have to do it yourself. You got to bet on yourself. Like, you know what you can do. You know what you're capable of so that you can win. These things are big factors in that process. And you got to look at the factors that's causing you not to win. And you can write those down too. Like, okay, this is what I need to work on so that I don't hold myself back from winning. So then you ultimately lose still. Because nobody wants that. You don't want that for yourself. You want to put yourself in the best situation. And you don't want nothing to hold you back. Your drive is going to be a very important part of this journey. And your spirit as well. Some people don't have a warrior spirit that keeps them going and stuff. Like, they get knocked down. They don't even know how to get back up. You have to look at yourself and want to get back up. Like I said, some people are counting on you. Like, your story motivates other people because they want to be where you are. And some people's journeys are similar. So they're like, oh, if they did it, then I can do it as well. So your dream is bigger than what you think. You're definitely thinking outside the box when it comes to this journey. And your success story could definitely speak volumes at the end of the day, especially when you complete it. So are you one of the ones, or are you a one and done? You got to do what sets yourself apart. Make sure you stand out, especially your vision. Like, not everybody has the same mindset, and not everyone thinks the same. So you have to have a clear cut visualization of what you want to achieve. Just like with any race, there's an ultimate goal at the end. Like, you have to know what you want to achieve. And you're not in this, just like I said, you're not in this for a participation award. You're in to win. Don't block your blessings on the way. Do what's right and just. Don't use nobody to get to where you need to be neither. You have a team. Win with your team. Y'all win together. There's nothing wrong with building. These people are standing with you. So go all in with them, because they're going all in with you. So when it all is said and done, you're not going to be standing alone at the end. Someone will be there when you accomplish everything, especially if you want them to be there. And be prepared to thank a lot of people, like, depending on how you got there. And like I said, the steps are there. Your plans are there. Just like I said in Jeremiah 29:11, the plans is there for your success. Like, it's not planned for you to fail. Your future is bright. Don't let nobody stop you from shining. Be as bright as you want to be, not as bright as someone tells you you can be. You visualize it, you put the work in, and you go out there and get it. So this has been the Airburn Podcast. Make sure your winning season is the best season, and you accomplish everything you set out to get done. not what you did, what you thought you was going to do last season. No, this is the season. Go get it. And don't let nobody stop you from getting it. You can follow me on Instagram, Heir to the Throne, TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia, YouTube, Heir Gaming, and also 90210 Gaming. And also, listen to the group podcast, Blurred and Beyond. We're going to be starting season 5 soon, and we got some great things coming. Y'all be on the lookout. Always be blessed.